Yes. Because he never did a thing like that before, has asked to get his breakfast in bed with a couple of eggs since the City Arms Hotel when he used to be pretended to be laid up with a sick voice. Doing his highness to make himself interesting to that old faggot Mrs. Reardon that he thought he had a great leg of. And she never left us a farthing. All for masses for herself and her soul. Greatest miser ever was, actually. Afraid to lay out 4 quid for her methylated spirit. Telling me all about politics and earthquakes and the end of the world. Let us have a bit of fun first. God help the world if all women were her sort. Down on bathing suits and low necks. Of course, nobody wanted her to wear. I suppose she was pious because no man would look at her twice. I hope I'll never be like her. I wonder if she didn't want us to cover our faces. But she was a well-educated woman, certainly, and her gabby talk about Mr. Reardon here, Mr. Reardon there. I suppose he was glad to get shot of her. And her dog smelling my fur and always edging to get up under my petticoats, especially then. Still, oh, I like that in him. Polite to old women like that, and waiters and beggars too. He's not proud out of nothing, but not always. If ever he got anything really serious the matter with them, it's much better for them to go to a hospital where everything's clean. Yes, because they're so weak and puling when they're sick. They want a woman to get well. If his nose bleeds, you'd think it was all tragic. And that dying look on one off the South Circular when he sprained his foot at the choir party at the Sugarloaf Mountain. The day I wore that dress. Miss Stack bringing him flowers, the old, worst old one she could find at the bottom of the basket. Anything at all to get into a man's bedroom with her old maid's voice trying to imagine he was dying on account of her. Oh, to never see thy face again. Though he looked more like a man with his beard a bit grown. In the bed, father was the same. Besides, I hate bandaging and dosing. When he cut his toe with the razor, paring his corns, afraid he'd get blood poisoning. Oh, but if it was a thing I was sick, oh, we'd see what attention. Only, of course, the woman hides it to not give all the trouble that they do. He came somewhere, I'm sure, by the appetite of him. Anyway, love it's not, or he'd be off his feed thinking of her. So either it was one of those night women, if it was down there he was really, and the hotel story, he made up a pack of lies to hide it, planning it. Or else if it's not that, it's some little bitch or other he got in with somewhere or picked up on the sly. If they only knew him as well as I do, oh yes, because the day before yesterday, he was scribbling something, a letter, when I came into the front room for the matches to show him Dignam's death in the paper, as if something told me. And he covered it up with the blotting paper, pretending to be thinking about business. Oh, so very probably that was it. To somebody who thinks she has a softy in him, because all men get a bit like that at his age, especially getting on to 40 he is now. So as to wheedle any money she can out of him. No fool like an old fool. Oh, and then the usual kiss in my bottom was to hide it. And not that I care 2 straws who he does it with, or knew before that way. I would like to find out, so long as I don't have the 2 of them under my nose all the time. One woman is never enough for them. Oh, a young boy would like me. I'd confuse him a little, alone with him. If we were, I'd let him see my garters, the new ones, and make him turn red looking at him. Seduce him. I know what boys feel with that down on their cheek doing that friggin' drawn up the thing by the hour question and answer. Would you do this, that, and the other with the coal man? Yes. With a bishop? Yes, I would, because I told him about some dean or bishop was sitting beside me in the Drew's Temple's gardens when I was knitting that little woolen thing. Oh, a stranger to Dublin. But what place was it? And he tired me out with statues encouraging him, making him worse than he is. Who is in your mind now? Tell me, who are you thinking of? Who is it? Tell me his name. Who? The German Emperor, is it? Ha! Yes, imagine imagine I'm him. Think of him. Can you feel him trying to make a whore of me? Oh, what? Oh, he never will. He ought to give it up now at this age of his life. Simply ruination for any woman and no satisfaction in it. Pretending to like it till he comes and then finish it off myself anyway. Makes your lips pale anyhow, it's done. Now once and for all, with all the talk of the world about it people make. It's only the first time. After that, it's just ordinary. Do it and think no more about it. Why can't you kiss a man without going and marrying him first? You sometimes love too wildly when you feel that way, so nice all over, you can't help yourself. Oh, I wish some man or other would take me some time when he's there and kiss me in his arms. There's nothing like a kiss. Long and hot down to your soul. Almost paralyzes you. Ah, then I hate the confession. When I used to go to Father Corrigan. Oh, he touched me, Father. And what harm if he did?
Where?
And I said, on the canal bank. Like a fool. Oh, but whereabouts on your person, my child?
On the leg behind, high up, was it?
Yes, rather high up.
Was it where you sit down?
Yes. Oh, Lord, couldn't he just say bottom right out and have done with it? What has that got to do with it?
And did you? Whatever way he put it, I forget.
No, Father. I don't always think of the real Father. What did he want to know for when I already confessed it to God? He had a nice, fat hand, the palm moist always. I wouldn't mind feeling it. Neither would he, I'd say, up by the bull neck in his horse collar. Oh, I wonder, did he know me in the box? I could see his face. He couldn't see mine, of course. He'd never turn or let on. Still, his eyes were red when his father died. Rather lost for a woman. Of course, must be terrible when a man cries, let alone them. I'd like to be embraced by one in his vestments and the smell of incense off him like the Pope. Oh, besides, there's no danger with the priest. If you're married, he's too careful about himself. Then give something to His Holiness the Pope for penance. I wonder. Was he satisfied with me? One thing I didn't like, his slapping me behind. Going away so familiarly in the hall, although I laughed. But I'm not a horse or an ass, am I? I suppose he was taking up his father. I wonder, is he awake? Thinking of me? Or dreaming? Am I in it? Who gave him that flower that he said he bought? He smelt of some kind of drink. I like to sip those rich-looking green and yellow expensive drinks, those stage-door Johnny's drink with the opera hats. Father. He had all he could do to keep himself from falling asleep after the last time he took the port and the potted meat. Oh, it had a fine, salty taste, yes. Because I felt lovely and tired myself and fell asleep as sound as a top the moment I popped straight into bed. Till that thunder woke me up as if the world was coming to an end. God be merciful to us. I thought the heavens were coming down about us to punish. When I blessed myself and said a Hail Mary like those awful thunderbolts in Gibraltar, and they come and tell you there's no God. What could you do if it was running and rushing about? Nothing, only make an act of contrition. The candle I lit that evening in the Whitefriar Street Chapel for the month of May. See, it brought us luck. Though he'd scoff if he heard, because he never goes to church, mass, or meeting. He says your soul, you have no soul inside, only grey matter. Because he doesn't know what it is to have one. Yes, when I lit the lamp, because... Yes. Oh, You must have come 3 or 4 times with that tremendous big red brute of a thing he has. I thought the vein, or whatever the dickens they call it, was about to burst. Though his nose is not so big. After I took off all my things with the blinds down, after my hours dressing and perfuming and combing, it's like iron or some kind of a thick crowbar standing all the time. He must have eaten oysters. I think a few dozen. Oh, he was in great singing voice. No, I never in all my life felt anyone had one the size of that to make you feel full up. He must have eaten a whole sheep. Oh, what's the idea of making us like that? With a big hole in the middle of us, like a stallion driving it up into you. Because that's all they want of you, with that determined, vicious look in his eye. I had to half shut my eyes. What a nice invention they made for women, for him to get all the pleasure. I'd rather die 20 times over than marry another of their sex. Of course, he'd find it never find another woman like me to put up with him the way I do. Take that Mrs. Maybrick that poisoned her husband. For what, I wonder? In love with some other man, yet it was found out on her. Wasn't she the downright villain to go and do a thing like that? Of course, some men can be dreadfully aggravating, drive you mad. And always the worst word in the world. What did they ask us to marry them for if we're so bad as all that comes to? Yes, yes. Because they can't get on without us. Huh? White arsenic she put in his tea. Or flypaper, wasn't it? I wonder why they call it that. If I asked him, he'd say it's from the Greek. Leave us as wise as we were before. She must have been madly in love with the other fellow to run the chance of being hanged. Oh, she didn't care. If that was her nature, what could she do? Besides, they're not brutes enough to go and hang a woman, surely, are they? If I could find out whether he likes me. I looked a bit washy, of course, when I looked close in the hand glass powdering. A mirror never gives you the expression. Besides scrooching down on me like that all the time with his big hip bones. He's heavy, too, with his hairy chest. But this heat, always having to lie down for them. Better for him to put it into me from behind, the way Mrs. Mastiansky told me her husband made her. Like the dogs do it. And stick out a tongue as far as ever she could, and he, so quiet and mild with his tin-gating. Either can you be ever up to men the way it takes them, lovely stuff in that blue suit he had on and stylish tie and socks with the sky blue silk things on them. Oh, he's certainly well off. In any case, if it's going to go on, I want at least 2 other chemises for one thing. And I didn't know what kind of drawers he likes. None at all, I think. Didn't he say? Yes! And half the girls in Gibraltar never wore them either, naked as God made them. And one of those kid-fitting corsets I'd want advertised cheap in the Gentlewoman with elastic gores on the hips. He saved the one I have, but that's no good. But what did they say? They give a delightful figure line, 11-6, obviating the unsightly broad appearance across the lower back to reduce the flesh. My belly is a bit too big. I'll have to knock off the stout at dinner. Yes, I think he made them a bit firmer, sucking them like that so long. He made me thirsty. Titties, he calls them. I had to laugh. Yeah, this one anyhow, stiff the nipple gets for the least thing. I'll get him to keep that up, and I'll take those eggs beaten up with masala, fatten them out for him. What are those veins and things? Curious the way it's made, too, the same in case of twins. They're supposed to represent beauty, placed up there like those statues in the museum. One of them pretended to hide it with her hand. Oh, they're so beautiful, huh? Of
course, compared to what a man looks like with his two bags full and his other thing hanging down out of him or sticking up at you like a hat rack. No wonder they hide it with the cabbage leaf. Oh, wait. Oh, Jesus, wait. Oh, yes. Oh, that tang has come on me. Yes, now wouldn't that just afflict you? Of course, all the poking and rooting and plowing he had up in me. Oh, now what am I to do? Oh, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, wouldn't that pester the soul out of a body? Unless he likes it. Some men do. God knows there's always something wrong with us 5 days every 3 or 4 weeks. Usual monthly auction, isn't it? Simply sickening. I bet the cat itself is better off than us. Have we too much blood up in us or what? Oh, patience above is pouring out of me like the sea. Anyhow, he didn't make me pregnant as big as he is. Clean linen I wore brought it on, too. Damn it. Damn it. They always want to see a stain on the bed to know you're virgin for them. Oh, that's troubling them. Now, they're such fools, too. You could be a widow or divorced 40 times over. A daub of red ink would do, or blackberry juice. No, that's too purpley. Oh, Jamesy, let me up out of this poo. Oh, sweets of sin. Whoever suggested that business for women? What, between clothes and cooking and children, this damned old bed, too, jingling like the dickens. I suppose they could hear us all the way over the other side of the park. Till I suggested to put the quilt on the floor with the pillow under my bottom. I wonder, is it nicer in the day? I think it is. Easy. Oh, I think I'll cut all this hair off me there, scalding me. I might look like a young girl. Wouldn't he get the great sucking the next time he turned up my clothes on me? Oh, I'd give anything to see his face. Where's the chamber gone? Oh, easy. Easy. Oh. Oh, how the water's come down at Lahore. Wait. That's George's church bells. Wait, 3/4 an hour. Wait. 2 o'clock. Well,
that's a nice hour of the night for him to be coming home at to anybody, climbing down into the area. If anybody saw him, I'll knock him off that little habit tomorrow. No. That's no way for him. Has he no manners, nor no refinement, nor no nothing in his nature? Slapping us behind like that on my bottom because I didn't call him Hugh, the ignoramus that doesn't know poetry from a cabbage. That's what you get for not keeping them in the proper place, pulling off his shoes and trousers there in the chair before me. So barefaced, without even asking permission. So you might as well be in bed with what? With what? With a lion. God, I'm sure he'd have something better to say for himself in old Lionwood. Oh, well, I suppose it's because they're so plump and tempting. Short petticoat. Yeah, he couldn't resist.
They excite myself sometimes.
It's well for men, all the amount of pleasure they get over a woman's body. We're so round and white for them. Always. I wish I was one myself for a change, just to try with that ting they have swollen upon you so hard and at the same time so soft when you touch it.
Hi, Uncle John, how's it ting long?
I heard those corner boys saying passing the corner of Marrowbone Lane.
My Aunt Mary, how's it ting hairy?
Because it was dark and they knew a girl was passing. It didn't make me blush. Why should it either?
It's only nature.
Men all over again. They can pick and choose what they please. A married woman, or a fast widow, or a girl for their different tastes. Like those houses round behind Irish Street. Oh, no, but we're to be always chained up. They're not going to be chaining me up. No.
damn fear once I start. I tell you, for a stupid husband's jealousy! Why can't we all remain friends after it, instead of quarreling? Her husband found it out, what they did together. Well, naturally, and if he did, can he undo it? The man never even casts a second thought on the husband or wife either. It's the woman he wants, and he gets her. Still, of course, a woman wants to be embraced 20 times a day, almost. To make her look young. No matter by who, so long as to be in love or loved by somebody. If the fellow you want isn't there, sometimes by the Lord God, I was thinking, would I go round by the quays over there some dark evening where nobody'd know me and pick up a sail off the sea that'd be hot on for it and not care a pin whose I was, only to do it off up in a gate somewhere. Or one of those wild-looking gypsies in Rathfarnham had their camp pitched near the Bloomfield Laundry to try and steal our things if they could. That blackguard-looking fellow with the fine eyes peeling a switch. Attack me in the dark and ride me up against the wall without a word, or a murderer, or anybody. Lord knows what he does that I don't know. And I'm to be slouching around down in the kitchen to get his lordship his breakfast where he's rolled up like a mummy. Well, I indeed. Huh, don't you ever see me running? I'd just like to see myself at it, show them attention and they treat you like dirt. I don't care what anybody says, it'd be much better for the world to be governed by the women in it. You wouldn't see women going and killing one another and slaughtering. When do you ever see women rolling around drunk like they do, or gambling every penny they have and losing it on horses? Yes, because a woman, whatever she does, knows where to stop. Sure, they won't be in the world at all only for us. They don't know what it is to be a woman and a mother. Oh, how could they? Where would they all of them be if they hadn't all a mother to look after them? What I never had. That's why I suppose he's running wild now out at night, writing his books and studies and not living at home on account of the usual rowdy house, I suppose. Well, if it's a poor case that those that have a fine son like that, they're not satisfied. And I'm not. Was I not able to make one? It wasn't my fault. We came together when I was watching the two dogs up in her behind in the middle of the naked street. Oh, that disheartened me altogether. I suppose I oughtn't to have buried him in the little woolly jacket I knitted. Crying as I was, but, oh, give it to some poor child. But I knew well I'd never have another. Our first death, too, it was. We were never the same after that. Oh, I'm not going to take myself into the glooms about that anymore.
Oh, still. It's such a lovely hour. So silent.
I used to love coming home after dances, the air of the night. They have friends they can talk to. We've none. Either he wants what he won't get, or it's some woman ready to stick a knife in you. Oh, I hate that in women. No wonder they treat us the way they do. We are a dreadful lot of bitches. I suppose it's all the troubles we have makes us so snappy. But I'm not like that. I'd love to have a long talk with an intelligent, well-educated person. I'd have to get a nice pair of red slippers like those Turks with the fez used to sell, or yellow, huh? And a nice semi-transparent morning gown. In any case, I might go over to the markets to see all the vegetables and all kinds of splendid fruits, all coming in lovely and fresh.
Who knows who'd be the first man I'd meet?
They're out looking for it in the morning. Mamie Dillon used to say that they are in the night, too. That was her mask on. I'd love a big, juicy pear right now to melt in your mouth. Like when I used to be in the longing way. I know what I'll do. I'll put on my best shift and drawers. Let him have a good eyeful out of that to make his Mickey stand for him. I'll let him know, if that's what he wanted, that his wife is fucked. Yes, and damn well fucked, too, up to my neck, nearly. There's the mark of a spunk on the clean sheet. I won't even bother to iron it out. That ought to satisfy him. Unless I made him stand there and put him into me. I have a mind to tell him every scrap and make him do it in front of me. Serve him right. It's all his own fault if I am an adulteress. Oh, much about it, if that's all the harm ever we did in this vale of tears. God knows there's not much.
Doesn't everybody? Only they hide it.
I suppose that's what a woman's supposed to be there for, or he wouldn't have made us the way he did, so attractive to men. Then if he wants to kiss my bottom, I'll drag open my drawers and I'll bulge it right out in his face, as large as life, and he can stick his tongue 7 miles up my hole as he's there, my brown part, and then I'll tell him, I want 1 pound, huh? Or perhaps 30 shillings. I'll tell him I want to buy underclothes. Then if he gives me later, he won't be too bad. I don't want to soak it all out of him like other women do. I'll let him do it off on me behind, provided he doesn't smear on my good drawers. Oh, I suppose that can't be helped. Then I'll wipe him off me, just like a business. His omission. Then I'll go out. I'll have him eyeing up at the ceiling. Oh, where is she gone now? Make him want me. That's the only way. Oh. 1:15. What? An unearthly hour. I suppose they're just getting up in China now. Combing out the pigtails for the day. We'll soon have the nuns ringing the Angelus. Oh, let me see if I can draw this off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of flowers were those they invented? Like the stars. I can get up early. I'll go to Findlater's and get them to send us some flowers to put about the place in case he brings them home tomorrow. Today, I mean. No. Oh, no. Friday's an unlucky day. First, I want to do up the place nice somehow. The dust grows in it while I think while I'm asleep. Oh, what'll I wear? Shall I wear a white rose? I love flowers. I'd love to have the whole place swimming in roses. God of heaven, there's nothing like nature. The wild mountains, then the sea and the waves rushing, and the beautiful country with fields and all the fine cattle going about. Oh, that would do your heart good to see. Rivers and lakes and flowers, all sorts of shapes and smells and colours, springing up even out of the ditches. Primroses and violets. Oh, as for them saying there's no God, I wouldn't give a snap of my 2 fingers for all their learning. Why don't they go and create something, I often asked him? Atheists, or whatever they call themselves, go and wash the cobbles off themselves first, and then they go howling for the priest and they dying, and why? Why? Because they're afraid of hell on account of their bad conscience. Ah, yes, I know them well. Who was the first person in the universe before there was anybody that made it all? Who? Ah, that they don't know, do they?
Neither do I, so there you are.
They might as well try to stop the sun from rising tomorrow. The sun shines for you, he said, the day we're lying among the rhododendrons on Hoth Head. In the grey tweed suit and a straw hat. The day I got him to propose to me.
Yes.
First I gave him the bit of seed cake out of my mouth, and it was leap year like now.
Yes, 16 years ago. My God.
After that long kiss, I near lost my breath. Yes, he said I was a flower of the mountain. Yes, so we are flowers all, a woman's body. Yes, that was one true thing he said in his life. And the sun shines for you today.
Yes.
That was why I liked him. Because I saw he understood or felt what a woman is. And I knew I could always get round him, and I gave him all the pleasure I could. Leading him on till he asked me to say yes. And I wouldn't answer first, only looked out over the sea and the sky, and I was thinking of so many things he didn't know of. Mulvey and Mr. Stanhope, and Hester and Father and old Captain Groves, and the sailors playing washing up dishes, they called it, on the pier, and the sentry in front of the governor's house. Oh, poor devil, half roasted. And the Spanish girls laughing in their shawls, and their tall combs, and the auctions in the morning. And Duke Street and Fowl Market all clucking outside Darby Sharon's, and the poor donkey slipping half asleep, and the old castle thousands of years old, yes, and those handsome Moors all in white and turbans like kings asking you to sit down in the little bit of a shop, huh? And Rhonda with the old windows of the Posada's glancing eyes. Oh, a lattice hid for her lover to kiss the iron. The wine shops, half open at night, and the castanets, and the night we missed the boat at Algeciras, the watchman going about serene with his lamp, and oh, that awful deep down torrent. Oh, and the sea crimson sometimes like fire, and the glorious sunsets and the fig trees and the Alameda and gardens, and yes, yes, all the clear, queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamine and geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar as a girl where I was the flower of the mountain. Yes, when I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used, or shall I wear red? Yes. And how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another. Then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked me, would I? Yes, to say yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breast all perfume, yes, and his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will, yes.